It's time for high school basketball coverage right here on Kansaland Radio and MSCSports.net. We've got you covered from all the big shots, the defensive plays, and all-around hoops action right here on Kansaland Radio and MSCSports.net. Now we send it to the court for tonight's high school basketball action right here on Kansaland Radio.
And we're back to it a little bit later of a start here tonight on KNZA 103.9 FM, but we bring you more high school basketball as we're coming down the home stretch of the December run. The holiday break starts next week, but still plenty of games to see throughout Northeast Kansas. And we dive into the Northeast Kansas League here tonight as the Cobras of Jackson Heights play host to the Chargers of Horton. Big time league contest here as we got the girls game coming up in just a few minutes, and the boys game will follow. It's a double dip as it's Jackson Heights and Horton. We got a heavy broadcast crew tonight. Colin Feldkamp in studio. We got Trenton Kraxner, Crendon Prophet, Tyson Prophet as well behind the camera for the Cobra Channel, courtesy of MSC Sports at MSCSports.net. So we appreciate everyone's help tonight. We are dialed in on the Cobra Channel, and you got us live here on 103.9 FM. Great games across our airwaves tonight, but we got you here from Jackson Heights as it's the Cobras and the Chargers and the girls game coming up. And our game tonight, presented by Rainbow Communications. You can find them online at rainbowtel.net as they provide the most reliable internet service here in Northeast Kansas. Again, Brandon, Trenton, Crendon all with you. Let's dive into it. And Trenton, I'll start with you. Let's get a feel of kind of the early Northeast Kansas League as we talk about the girls' side. It's been Jackson Heights the last 3 years. They have not lost a league game in 3 years. They really have everything going. They got two of the best players in the league. And a tall task here for Horton on the road tonight.
Yeah, it's never easy to play the best team in the league, and especially when they're almost a dynasty. You're nearing dynasty talk on the girls' side when you're close to 50 games, like the Andale of the girls' side here in the NEKL. But it's really impressive. You know, Horton, maybe shorten the game a little bit. Limit possessions. Have long possessions. You know, limit the game and don't let them get run. Control the ball and don't turn it over is the key tonight for the Lady Chargers.
Yeah, and Jackson Heights, again, undefeated start at 3-0. They're the number two ranked team in the state in Class 2A. Moved up a couple of spots in the latest KBCA rankings. Crendon Prophet with me as well. You've seen this team all year, and there's a reason why they're one of the best in the state. They got about every piece you could want to have a successful squad.
Yeah, so one thing major is defense. These girls have a defense. There's only one quarter so far this year they've let up double digits. Every other quarter it's been a single-digit quarter. And then for them on the offensive side of attack, it's been majority double-digit in every single quarter. They've had two games where it's double-digit all the way through. And that is what I like to see by these girls. My player to blank on last week was Dawson Cochran. Before that, it was Kane Oberding. These girls, they put up some points.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And their margin of victory through the first three games is 28 points per game. We'll talk a little bit more about the Chargers as we get set for tip-off in just a couple minutes. We're back after a timeout here on Kansaland Radio.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
All right, we welcome you back. Let's dive into tonight's starting lineups. And again, our pregame tonight presented by Highland Community College. You can find them online at highlandcc.edu, close to home and far from debt. Again, again, the girls' contest just about to start. Home team tonight, Jackson Heights, number 2 ranked team in the state. They get Horton tonight. Lady Chargers in at 1-2. Let's start there. Head coach Zach Nelson, third year at the helm. Chargers will go like this in their fourth game of the year. It is the 5'11 sophomore Carly Hutfliss, who is a returning starter from a year ago. Same goes for Ashton Keough, a 5'1 junior guard. Piper Chartiers, a 5'7 sophomore, played a little bit last year as a freshman. Maddie Sturton, a 6-foot senior. And a freshman, Kara Coversup, who got entered into the starting lineup late as Kendall Knutson is out for tonight's game. A normal starter, but unable to play here this evening. So, for the Lady Chargers and Zach Nelson, it is Hutfliss, it is Keough, it is Chartier, it is Sturton, and Coversup. Chargers in to tonight's contest with a record of 1-2. For the number 2 ranked team in 2A, the Cobras of Jackson Heights, an undefeated start under first-year head coach Madison Massey. 3-0 overall, 2-0 in league play. They go like this. Canyon Olberding, first team all league a year ago. Sensational start for the 5'11 senior at 22.6 points per game. McKenna Reshick is also in the starting lineup. She is a senior. Kaylee Thompson, a 5'11 senior, also a first team all league selection a year ago. Off to a dynamite start. 16 points and 10 rebounds per game. A double-double and a hefty start for her. Taylor Bosley is a sophomore, also in the starting lineup, averaging 4 points per game. And Dawson Cochran, a 5'8 junior, as well at 9.3 points per game. So again, Madison Massey, first year at the helm. Cobras off to a 3-0 start, number 2 ranking in 2A. It'll be Olberding, Reshick, Thompson, Bosley, and Cochran. In tonight's game brought to you by Rainbow Communications, RainbowTel.net, the most reliable internet service in Northeast Kansas. So again, it's going to be a tough one tonight here for the Chargers on the road. Good atmosphere as we're packed inside this gymnasium. It's the Cobras and the Chargers, first of two tonight, and we are off and running. As the Chargers go from right to left here in the first half, they get the opening possession. Hutfliss goes down inside. It's the post to Sturton. Her shot is up, and it rattles in there. Good start for the Chargers. They get Maddie Sturton involved. Honorable mention in the Northeast Kansas League a year ago, giving the Chargers an only 2-0 lead. So here we go, Cobra's first possession. They go from left to right. They find it into the corner with Olberding. They get it back to the top of the key. This is Cochran. Canyon Olberding, again, first team All-League a year ago. She's averaging 22.5 points per game, and they swing it left, and it's Bosley who cans a triple.
No, they're going to get that for a long, too. She was just inside, so going to tie the game, but good outside shot from Bosley.
Bosley just a sophomore, her 8th made field goal of the year. Here's a missed 3 from the right wing. That's no good by the Chargers. Hutfliss off on that one and a rebound for Cochran as they get it up the floor quickly. Block shot underneath and then a turnover by the Cobras, and then they're going to give it right back, or I should say a turnover there, and ultimately it's going to be a shot that's up and good for Dawson Cochran, who makes it a 4-2 game. Cobras back-to-back buckets here, and they'll continue to show the pressure in the full court. It's knocked out of bounds by Cochran as the Chargers would think probably going to have to deal with this pressure all night.
Yeah, Sturton on there got a block, and then she got the rebound, but she was falling out of bounds, so she had to throw, and unfortunate for Horton that it just went in the hands of Jack Sines, and they're able to get an easy two there.
So the Chargers with it, trailing 4-2. Chargers dominated, or I should say dominated by this Jackson Heights team in the two matchups a year ago. Here's a 3 deep from the right wing. That's no good. Rebound for Cochran once again, and then she is fouled from behind. And we get our first foul, or I should say second foul, against the Chargers. Waiting to see who that one was on. They're going to pin Hutfliss with this one, her first. And correction, team first. And the Cobras with the ball, 4-2 lead. Olberding across the timeline from left to right. They go inside quickly. Layup good, and the foul, as it's Kaylee Thompson for 2-1.
Yeah, one thing you don't want to do is foul these girls, especially with three of them being above 50%. Four of them being above 50% on shooting, two of them above 70% from the free throw line.
Yeah, Jackson Heights, pretty good team at the line, 65% as a unit. Thompson drills the free throw. She's now got 3 here in the first quarter. It's a 7-2 run here for the Cobras to start. Chargers actually scored the first bucket, so it's a 7-0 Cobras run, and just getting it up the floor seems to be a problem for this Chargers team. They do get it inside. It's a blocked shot, but a second chance opportunity up and no good. But a foul is going to send Chartier to the free throw line to shoot 2. First foul on the Cobras.
Yeah, you'd still like to see that aggressiveness by Kaylee Thompson, especially being 5'11 there and just being able to put her hands up.
This Cobras team, again, got to the state tournament a year ago. They only lost 2 games. First free throw no good for Chartier. They lost in the first round to Smith Center. They have won 3 straight league titles. They have won 48 straight league games. 0-for-2 trip there for Chartier. That is not going to help against playing one of the best in the state. Got to make your freebies when you get them. 7-2, 2 minutes in. Cobra's trying another 3. This one from Cochran. It is short. And a rebound here for the Chargers in Huntless. And a near turnover, but Horton working it up the floor. That was a double dribble, but missed call there by the official. Keough in the corner for 3. This one is off the rim. Battling high for the rebound is Sturton to keep it alive. So a second chance opportunity. Now a short corner, Jay, from 16 feet is out. And that one is good for Keough. And a big shot for the Chargers getting back to within 3.
Jackson Heights has played the half-court defense with a lot of open looks and easy takes to the hole and offensive rebound for Horton. So they got to clean that up, but the press defense has been pretty good so far.
Chargers playing a zone defense. They swing it left side for 3, and it is bottoms for Bosley.
Yeah, Bosley last week. He went 2-for-2 in the first quarter on 3, so I can see the consistency here.
And another turnover here by the Chargers as that press defense, again, are having a lot of issues with it. Missed shot inside. And Sturton able to get the rebound here for Horton. And now the Chargers able to get it up as the Cobras kind of back off that pressure after the miss. A 10-4 start here for the Cobras. 3 minutes into this opening quarter. This is Kara covers up a freshman who is starting tonight. He's played some good minutes off the bench, but having to be put into that starting lineup with Kendall Knutson out sick for the Chargers tonight. There's a long pass, short corner right. Good move on the block, getting all the way underneath. Shot is up, no good. But tips around, and Chartier able to get her own miss. Now they get it inside to Sturton. Back out to Chartier. Had it knocked away in a steal. Bosley picks the pocket. Now we're going to get a tie-up. And the possession arrow back to Jackson Heights. So the pressure really turned up here by the Jackson Heights defense. They forced 3 turnovers already. And now we're going to get our first timeout of the game. It's going to be a 30. Our timeout tonight presented by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break, you're looking for the perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room. Try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn. It's the perfect timeout snack. Good start for the number 2 ranked team in 2A, Lady Cobras. 5 points from Taylor Bosley. They got 3 from Thompson, 2 from Cochran. Very balanced across the board. Olverding and Thompson, the 2 leading scorers, 2 of the best in the league. But they're getting some other production elsewhere, which is certainly helping them.
Yeah, of course, all that production, especially coming from Dawson last week. She finally broke that double-digit mark, went up to 18 points, and we're seeing a lot from Taylor Bosley, especially these last 2 games.
Yeah, Bosley just knocking down a 3, leading the charge and scoring here in the first quarter with 5-10. Out of that quick timeout, Cobras with the basketball, walking it up the floor is Olverding, who averaged 17 points a year ago per game. Her sophomore year, she averaged 9 points per game. This year, through 3 games, she's averaging over 22. Pass deflected, but Thompson gets it back, swings all the way underneath the bucket, kicks it out to Bosley for another 3, gets the time touch, and it's in. Bosley with 8 and a couple 3s here in the first quarter, and it's a 13-4 run here to start for the Cobras. Now the Chargers able to get past that line. Chartier lost it finally, and a turnover again by Horton. Here come the Cobras pushing the tempo. Push it up the floor, and it's going to be a long pass out of bounds. Jackson Heights trying to push quickly, and they're going to turn it back over. Their second turnover here in the quarter. And the Chargers will get it back, but down 13-4 here, just past the halfway point of the first quarter. Another pass deflected out of bounds, and Trenton again, Horton really struggling with this pressure, and the Cobras just have so much length in their starting lineup that it's just deflections, hands, everywhere you look.
Yeah, and Horton doesn't really been looking to dribble the ball. It's like it's a grenade they're having in their hand of sorts. They get the ball, and they're immediately wanting to get rid of it. No one's confident enough to bring up the press. They broke it that time. That's backcourt, yep.
Yeah, they throw a backcourt violation, not getting all the way across with Chartier. And there's a Chargers team that's 1-2 to start. They lost a game to Pleasant Ridge on Tuesday. That was a 17-14 final. Very low scoring. This Chargers team only averaging 32 points per game. As they get it inside to Olverding, her layup is good. Too easy at the rim. And finally, I felt like it took too long there for Olverding to get in the books, and now she comes away with a steal, and another shot's up and in by Bosley, who's got 10 here in the quarter, and a timeout called. So another turnover by the Chargers, leading to easy points for the Cobras, and a 17-4 run for Jackson Heights here with 3:23 left in the opening quarter. We'll pause for a timeout, back in a moment here on KNZA.
During this holiday season, we at Foster Ford would like to give thanks to all of our customers. We take pride in serving you day-to-day from oil changes to front-end alignments and new and pre-owned sales to rental cars. Come see our friendly staff and let us help you out. You can check out all of our inventory online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Again, from all of us at Foster Ford and Holton, we would like to wish you a happy holiday season.
Kansaland Radio.
How about the start for the number two ranked team in 2A, the Lady Cobras of Jackson Heights? A 17-4 run here in the first quarter. Actually, if you want to look at it, the Chargers scored the first bucket. So if you want to look at it this way, it's a 17-2 run that the Cobras are in the middle of right now with 3:23 left here in the opening quarter. It's been a struggle bus early for Horton out the gate. Here's the freshman covers up who's caught at the midcourt stripe but makes a nice pass to Keough. And Horton here able to get it into the front court, but now can they do something here in the half court? Cobras really extending that pressure out to the three-point line as Horton gets it up top with Keough. Left side to Hutfliss. Hutfliss wants to drive a little floater. Nearly banked it in, no good, but a rebound for Thompson. Now Thompson pushing the issue up the floor, finds Olberding, had it knocked away. She's underneath the bucket, splits a couple defenders, and I think she traveled, and she did. Turnover by Jackson Heights, their third of the quarter.
And we're going to get our first sub. It appears to be JoJo Switch, another freshman. She's going to replace covers up. So the inexperience for Horton showing here a little bit. I mean, you look at three seniors for Jackson Heights, Horton only starting one senior. So the experience and talent level is a little bit of a gap here tonight. But if Horton can get into that half court, they've had some open looks. It's just a matter of knocking down as they turn it over again.
And how about this? How about a first quarter for Taylor Bosley, the sophomore? She has 12 of the 19. It is 19-4 Jackson Heights, and we get a whistle and a blocking foul. I mentioned Bosley there, her first.
Yeah, speaking about Taylor Bosley, her first game where she's put up double digits, and not only that, putting up double digits in the first quarter.
Yeah, pretty impressive start here for the sophomore. She's hit a couple threes. She has 12 of the 19 Cobra points. This is a Jackson Heights team averaging over 55 points a game. Their average margin of victory through the first three has been 28 points, and certainly en route for something like that here unless Horton can kind of turn things around in the first half. Good drive. Free throws coming up here for Hutfliss, who will shoot two. Foul against Olberding here for Jackson Heights. We'll get a sub in for the Cobras. We'll see McKinley Mulroy here in a second check-in. As Hutfliss, a returning starter, trying to get in the books as the Chargers have missed their first two free throws, but they get that one to go. And the 5'11 sophomore Hutfliss in the books with her first point. So Bosley gets a breather with the quarter that has been an incredible run for her with 12. As we see Mulroy check in, second free throw is up and good as well by Hutfliss. And she's got two. Covers up, going to check back in here for the Chargers, taking the spot of Hutfliss, who just made those free throws. The 19-6 first quarter so far for Jackson Heights. 2:20 to go here in this first 8 minutes. Cobras have the ball. Olberding up top. Right side pass. It goes to Bosley. I should say it was Cochran who came out. Bosley again from downtown. 15 and three threes in the first quarter for the sophomore. And another turnover is going to be forced here by the Cobras press. Make it seven, maybe even eight turnovers in the quarter for Horton. Man, how about this? Good start for Bosley. 15 points and three threes here in the first quarter. It's a 22-6 Jackson Heights lead. Why not? Olberding will try and connect on a triple. Make it four threes in the first quarter for Jackson Heights. It's a 25-6 run, and this thing getting out of hand early for the Chargers. They do break the pressure here. It's Keough across. And this is Switch, the freshman, lost it, and a turnover. Here is Olberding coast-to-coast and a good defensive effort and a block on the other end by the Chargers. And Cameron Kabia, a sophomore who is also into the game here for Horton, has the ball. Left side pass. It goes to Switch. They want to bounce it inside. It's nearly knocked away but picked up by Sturton. Horton with it but down big. 25-6, the Cobras lead here in the first quarter. We're down to a minute 13 to go. Theo has it. Chargers reversing the basketball. Left side on the wing. Kabia has it. Deflected out of bounds underneath. And Horton will keep it down to 106 remaining in the quarter. We will see Emily Keough, a senior, check in. And we will also see Chartier check back in for the Chargers. Just crazy to think the run that Jackson Heights has been on. in the last few years, and a travel is going to be called right after it was turned over by Horton as Thompson had fallen over and got called for the travel as Cochran's going to check back in. Reshick will take a breather. Pretty impressive start, no doubt, as the Chargers dug themselves a pretty lengthy hole in the first quarter as we get another foul against Jackson Heights. They'll get Bosley here with her second. And team foul number four. It's a 25-6 lead with a minute to go here in the opening quarter. So if you look at it on pace, Cobra's on pace for 100 here tonight. Certainly on pace for their season average. There's a pass that's deflected near the corner and another steal and another turnover by Horton. Here's Olverding pushing the tempo. Thompson gets it up, count it, and the foul. Pretty good connection, Olverding to Thompson. Thompson now with five and a chance at three.
Yeah, Kaylee Thompson, she's 71% from the free throw line, 10 for 14.
Second best percentage on the team, and she misses the free throw, so a 1-for-2 trip, the rebound by Switch, and then she is tied up. Possession arrow will give it back to the Chargers here with 49.5 seconds to go in the quarter. Another quick sub is Huntblitz will check back in for the Chargers, taking the spot of Switch. But again, just a dominant first quarter to say the least. 27 points hung up here by the Cobras. As the Chargers break the pressure, here's Covers Up who gets inside the paint and then lost it. And now we get another tie-up between Huntblitz and a Cobras player, but this time it'll go back to Jackson Heights. So now 41 seconds, and the Cobras can play for the final shot. And Madison Massey, first-year head coach for the Cobras, what a team to walk into. One of the best in the state, and they're putting on a clinic here in the first quarter tonight. Short corner shot, banked in, good pass, and McKinley Mulroy is in the books, her first points of the year, and it's 29-6. Deflected pass out of bounds, and it's last touch by the Chargers, and another turnover.
Yeah, that's 13 now in the first quarter, and it doesn't matter if you're playing the number two team in the state or someone else. 13 turnovers in one quarter is not going to bode well for you. And, you know, it's the pressure of that full-court press that Jackson Heights has instituted. It's just been dominant in this first quarter.
Yeah, and it's just so much length, too. You add the pressure with the length. They're well-disciplined. Here's another three, not this time for Cochran. And a rebound finally deflected into the hands of the Chargers. And then finally it's lost out of bounds again. And it's another Horton turnover. 10.5 seconds to go. It's 29-6. I think we get a whistle and a timeout here. 30. We'll keep it right here. Timeouts again brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. Again, we knew coming in this was kind of something that could happen. You know, Horton again, we found out Knutson, who's a senior starter, one of their taller players, not playing tonight, out due to sickness. That certainly does not help the Chargers. And then it seems like the Cobras are just kind of clicking on all cylinders. And you look up at the scoreboard, they've hung up nearly 30 points in the first quarter. 29 to be exact. It's 29-6. You got Bosley with 15. When you can get up this big and you got other players outside of Thompson and Olverding who can get things done, that's what championship teams do. They have multiple players who can get it done on any given night. And, you know, Olverding and Thompson are the top two, but Bosley's putting up a heck of a quarter, and she is more than outscoring Horton by herself with the 15 spot. 3 seconds to work here for the Cobras out of the timeout. They get it to the top of the key. It's Mulroy for three. It's no good, and that will take us to the end of the first quarter as it's all Jackson Heights in the girls' contest. They lead Horton on their home floor by a score of 29-6. Our second quarter is coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is a premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacy Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas from Midwest Crop Insurance of Seneca. Beth wanted me to give you this message direct this year from the North Pole. Midwest Crop Insurance hopes the Christmas season finds you surrounded by family and friends during this joyous time of the year. And of course, since Beth has been such a good girl this year, ho, 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 I said I'd just deliver the message myself. Midwest Crop Insurance wishes everyone a Merry Christmas.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Back to it, second quarter underway. It's all Jackson Heights through the first 8 minutes. 29-6, they lead Horton. Horton on a quick drive, no good underneath. Rebound for covers up. We'll keep the possession alive as and the Chargers down big here early on in the second quarter. Continuing this possession, a step back three from Hutchlist is an air ball and a rebound for Olverding. And she wants to push the tempo near sideline. She's cut off and they'll reset here in the front court. Reversing the basketball left, it's Bosley again from downtown, a little strong off the heel, able to get her own rebound, though, and keep the possession alive. Second chance opportunity here for the Cobras. Cobras team averaging 28 rebounds per game, dominant in that aspect here early on in the first half. Here's a three left side on the way by Olverding that is no good, and the rebound chased all the way near midcourt, and it's picked up by Hutchlist, and the Chargers now can reset in the half court, but it's a 29-6 Cobras lead. First of two games here tonight on KNZA. Full slate. High school basketball. The holiday break is next week. Some teams will play Monday and Tuesday. Some teams will be done after tonight until January. There's a drive. Shot is up. No good by covers up, but it's tipped back out. Second chance missed by Sturt and then a rebound by Rishik. Finally cleared that one away for Jackson Heights. Still 29-6. We're 90 seconds into this second quarter. I'm trying to look and see what the Chargers are doing here defensively. Looks like a 3-2 zone. They get it right side. Olverding for three. This one not there this time, but a nice rebound for Sturton to clear that one away for the Chargers. Try to work it up the floor quickly, looking for the freshman covers up, and it's out of bounds. And it will go back to Jackson Heights. Another sub in, JoJo Switch, freshman back in for the Chargers. Also back in, Emily Keough, a senior off the bench. We'll see a lot of different girls play in this game tonight as the Cobras have jumped out to a 29-6 lead. It's 6:14 to go until halftime. Neither team has scored here in the second quarter. And 29 points in the first quarter. That is hard to do, and the Cobras have been dialed in from the jump. Good movement of the basketball. Olverding a look from three. This one too strong. Tipped in the air. Rebound for Keough and the Chargers. And now they throw a really long pass up the floor that's tipped around, but the Chargers able to get it back with Keough. Now Hufflitz has it. Right wing. Up top it goes. They reverse it. Switch does. Left side. It's Ashton Keough for three. No good. But an offensive rebound underneath is tapped and out of bounds. Last touch by the Chargers underneath. Or correction, the Cobras last to touch, so Horton's going to keep it. As it's just been a tough start, another sub in for the Chargers. Sturton's going to check back in. The score still stuck on 29-6. Neither team has scored here in the second quarter. The Chargers get it up top to Kabia, who lost it in the corner. It's picked up by Rishik, and another turnover make it 15 for the Chargers in the first half. Olverding baseline underneath. Thompson layup is good. Thompson now with 7 here in the first half. It's 31-6. Lead continues to grow here in the second quarter. Good dribbling here by Hutchlist to break the press. It's Switch, a long two from the left corner that's no good. Tipped towards the right side, and it's collected by Kabia, but then she throws it away. Once again, Cobras pushing. Olverding spins on the block, puts it up with the left hand. It's no good. Rebound for the Chargers. Nice clear there by Sturton. That's her fourth rebound here in the first half. 3 minutes in and 5 to go in the second quarter. It's 31-6. Here's a three that's off the front rim. That one missed by Hutchlist, and a rebound collected there by Rishik. Here come the Cobras once again. Taylor Bosley, the sophomore, left side, now reversed into the corner. This is Rishik with it. Bosley left wing again. She'll try a three, nearly banked it in, and another rebound for Horton. Bosley's been quiet, but had 15 in the first quarter and three threes. Really, both teams have been quiet here in the second quarter. Another turnover underneath, and the Chargers just having all sorts of issues here on offense. And it's Bosley who's going to slow it down a little bit into the front court. Coming up on the halfway point of the second quarter. It's a 31-6 Cobras lead. Trying to move to 4-0 on the young season. As Cochran will now tee up a three. This one is short. And an offensive rebound by Arishik to keep it alive. Now Cochran again tries a three. This one is no good. And Sturton battling hard inside for the Chargers, clearing away that second chance opportunity. Chargers down 31-6 here at Jackson Heights, but they get a good look inside, and a layup is good for Emily Keough, and a timeout on the floor. I think the Cobras took that one after the make, makes it 31-8 in favor of Jackson Heights. It's a full timeout, so we'll follow suit. We'll step aside. Back in a moment here on KNZA.
There is a flag on the play.
What's the call?
Looks like false savings.
False savings? What's that?
Oh, it's when a shop offers cheap tires and then they double down with cheap service.
How do you prevent that?
It's real simple. You just call Wilson Tire at 785-362-8473 in Holton. Matt and Terry at Wilson Tire have loads of experience and are sure to find you the right tire at the right price.
Sounds like a win to me.
When selection and service matter, call 362-TIRE.
KNZA.
Game tonight presented by Rainbow Communications. Find them online at rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services in Northeast Kansas. Brandon, Colin, Trenton, Crendon, Kyson, we have everybody here. Part of the broadcast here tonight, KNZA 103.9 from Jackson Heights. All Cobras here so far in the girls' game. We got 3:42 until halftime. 31-8 is our score. They led 29-6 at the end of one, and you know, offensively it slowed down a little bit, Trenton, but again, it just feels like one of those games you have a chance to work on some things, keep that length out in front, and you know, just kind of see what you're working with. It's still young in the season.
Yeah, and we're pretty much right behind the Jackson Heights bench with our broadcasting. Coach Matthew was not very happy during that timeout. She was very upset with the first 4.5 minutes that the girls have played, forcing some long shots and careless with the ball as they turn it over again. And despite being up by 23, you know, you don't want to start playing sloppy.
I'll see what both these teams can do with 3:15 to go until halftime. It's been all Cobras here in the first half, able to get it left side. This is Kabia, who rattles in a three, the sophomore, and Madison Massey has seen enough again. She takes another timeout, and we'll just keep it right here, is just kind of extending off what Trenton just said. Crennan will bring you in here, and yeah, Madison Massey just not too happy with the last minute or two.
Yeah, I mean, you're just going to have to correct your team here. I've seen her correct her team time and time again. I remember against the Rams, it was 24-16. The team was not looking set at all, but at that halftime, that half point, they took a marginal lead in that third quarter, and it was all their way from there. So this coach, she has the experience to help her team get a long way in this game.
And to add on to that, talking about slop, you know, I played with Valley last year, and we were 24-0, and we beat a lot of teams down. When you get up big, you tend to play sloppy and kind of care a little bit less. It's like we're winning by a lot and kind of have to refocus a little bit.
Now, Coach Massey not wanting to see her team let up at all. She's taking back-to-back timeouts and deflected pass out of bounds. Last touch by the Chargers. We got 3 minutes left until halftime. Again, it's been all Cobras from the jump. They lead it by 20. It is 31-11, but the Chargers have played a little bit better. They don't stop baseline, and it's an easy layup for Kaylee Thompson, who now has 9. And it's back up to 22 at 33-11. And the Chargers on cue throw that one away. And they had to switch up the floor. They've had some opportunities to beat that press. They're just kind of hurting themselves with their passes that are just going out of bounds. Cobras have it back up by 22. 2:40 to go until halftime. They get it into the corner. This is Mallory Mulroy who's in the game. And then she throws it into the backcourt. And this is going to be a turnover. As again, the Cobras, not many turnovers here in the first half, but get a couple subs after that turnover as we'll see Bosley and also Olberding check back in. Got 2:32 left. Chargers in the front court with it. Cobras leading 33-11. This is Chartier with the basketball, drives in and a little floater with the right hand, has some touch.
Yeah, you've seen Chartier attack the key all night. She's finally getting that execution there.
First bucket for Chartier. It makes it 33-13 at 2:15 to go. Cobras trying to work it inside, deflected towards the left corner. Olberding has it. They get it to Thompson at the free throw line. Now stepping into a jump shot, banks it in. It's McKinley Mulroy who now has 4. 35-13 with 2 minutes to go. There's another deflected pass and another turnover. Now we get a whistle and a foul against the Chargers after they turn it over for a 19th time. I believe that foul was against Switch.
Yeah, they got Switch. She was the one they were trying to pass to and just trying to get back in defense. Kind of ran into the person that stole it there and maybe saw it a fast break, except some half-court defense here.
Here's Thompson at the elbow. Good dish inside. Layup missed and a rebound for the Chargers. Covers up, has that one, and able to clear it to Chartier, who now works it up the floor from right to left. Minute 40 to go until the half. 35-13, all Jackson Heights. Chargers get it. A look from the short corner right, no good, but an offensive rebound collected by Kabia. Chargers have had a few second chance opportunities tonight. Haven't been able to convert a whole lot. Keough with it up top. This is Kabia for a three. This is no good. It's a rebound for Thompson, and now Thompson pushes the tempo, gets it up to Olberding, right side, layup no good. Thompson gets the miss and puts it back up and in. 11 in the first half for Kaylee Thompson, 37-13 with 65 seconds to go. Chargers get it up the floor. They do to Emily Keough. They get behind the press. Now Kabia up top. This is Chartier with it. They really want. The Chargers can try to hold for maybe the final shot. We'll see, but it's tipped in the air, nearly turned over. Chargers do get it back. We're down to 45 seconds to go. Knocked away by Thompson. It's tipped. It's rolling at the midcourt stripe, and then it was kicked by Chartier, and I think it's going to be Cobra's ball.
Yeah, I don't know if that was intentional or she was just trying to chase it down, but it stops a fast break because there was more Jackson Heights players closer to the ball. Chartier is the only Horton player, and Jackson Heights is going to have the numbers and see if they want to take the last. We had a similar situation in the first quarter, but they put up a shot with about 15 seconds left to the execution here.
So 38 seconds to go. Cobras with it in the half court. Up top, it's Canyon Olberding, who's been quiet in this first half. The leading scorer at 22 a game. She's been held to just 5 here in the first half. They look for her inside, and she missed the layup. But Thompson gets the miss, missing again. And now battle underneath, and Chartier able to rip that one away. So a couple opportunities inside missed. Now 15 seconds to go. Chargers can get a bucket here. Down to 10. Up top it goes. Hutchlitz gets it off to Covers. And Covers up launches a three. I think she was confused on the time. A rebound for Thompson. 3 seconds to go. Olberding sidesteps. Layup is no good. Blocked at the rim. And that's the end of the first half. Good defense by the freshman Covers up. But from the jump, it's been all Cobras. And they lead it here against Horton at the half. And our halftime is presented by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Fulton on K-16. If you want the best, you got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee, 7 miles west of Fulton on Highway 16. It is Jackson Heights 37, Horton 13. And our halftime begins after a timeout here on KNZA.
Some tire shops give you a whole $5 off if you put their sticker in your back window. Guess that's their way of saying sorry for overcharging you. Now that's sticker shock. Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, the place to really save on tires. And with Wilson's Direct Price Match Guarantee, they'll not only match the best price you find, they'll beat it by 10% or more. Get out of town and save at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
GN Bank sends warm wishes to all families and friends during this holiday season. As a strong supporter of all area businesses, we encourage you to shop with our local merchants who offer a variety of products that cater to your personal wishes with many gifts, both practical and unique. It's the season for connecting with loved ones, helping those less fortunate, and supporting our local community. The GN Bank family wishes you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. Member FDIC.
Attention healthcare workers, is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At The Pines in Holton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, The Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in 2 locations, The Pines offers a more relaxing and slower-paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at The Pines in Holton. Our family family caring for yours.
Roger Hauer with Kellerman Real Estate in Holton knows the local market.
Housing inventory is quite low. Buyer demand is high. A lot of people wanting to move here, so we're geographically poised. Also, we're finding folks wanting that the small town culture and atmosphere that we have too. We have a diverse range of agents, and we can serve a diverse range of people. We're a 50-year-old company. We know the area. We know the market.
Kellerman Real Estate in Holton, and online at kellermanrealestate.com.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Girls game at the half. Salt Jackson Heights. They lead Horton by a score of 37-13. Brandon Salmon joined by Trenton Kraxner, Brendan Prophet, Tyson Prophet as well. Colin Feldkamp in studio. This one really all Jackson Heights from the jump. Cobras number 2 in 2A this week. Jump out, scored 29 in the first quarter. They led 29-6, but an 8-7 advantage. That was it for the Cobras in quarter 2. We sit at 37-13 at the half. We'll dive into the numbers here momentarily, but Crendon, you've been looking at it all year so far, four games in, or at least three and a half games in for this Cobras team, a reason why they're ranked top 3, top 2 in the state in 2A, aspirations on winning a title this year, but we talk about Olberding and Thompson who have been great all year and have the numbers, but really in the first half it was Bosley, the sophomore, who had 15 in the first quarter.
You know, so last week we saw Dawson Cochran being the main scorer, Kanan Olberding not having a double-digit first half like she always does, and this is the same way. She only put up 5 points in this half, but in the second half, last game, she was able to go on a 14-point streak. So right there, that tells you that she's a senior, and a half isn't going to affect her, and I guarantee she's going to have a lot more points going into the second half. And then Taylor Bosley, monster game for that sophomore, and also McKinley Mulray for that sophomore, too. That's her first points of the year, and she's put up 4. Taylor Bosley, she's kind of struggled all year just a little bit her first game. She never put up any points, but this game she's going 15.
Bosley again, the sophomore, leading Jackson Heights, 15 in the first half. She had all 15 in the first quarter. She had 3 threes. Haley Thompson had 11 as well and 5 rebounds, 5 from Olberding, 4 from McKinley Mulroy, and then 2 from Dawson Cochran, the scoring for Jackson Heights here in the first half. And Trenton, when you look at Horton and just kind of what they're doing right now, they've had opportunities to break the press. They just haven't been consistent with it. The times they do, they don't take advantage. And again, just turnovers have been an issue. And, you know, they got behind the eight ball early, and it's been tough for them to get back in it.
Yeah, and I thought maybe at the top of the broadcast for tip, maybe trying to shorten the game and limit Jackson Heights and make them play half-court defense. And when they get into the front court and make them play half-court defense, they've had some open looks. It's just a matter they haven't been able to knock it down. But 20 turnovers, mainly about at least 15 of those coming from the press. It's just that's 20 less shots that you could take that half. And they have crashed the glass very well. They're out-rebounding Jack Knights by about 6 to 8 rebounds unofficially. But, you know, we talked about it up at Riverside played Troy. Taylor Bosley was 15. It's about your supporting cast. Because you know Kenyon Olberdeen and Kaylee Thompson are there. But to be a state team and be really good, you have to have a supporting cast that chips in a certain amount. And Taylor Bosley did that in the first quarter. But, you know, Horton just didn't guard her out there on the three-point line. She knocks down 4 threes, and before you know, in a blink of eye, Jackson Heights got the route going.
Yeah, there's a reason Jackson Heights, 3-time league champs, they have not lost a league game in 3 years. They're coming up on 50 straight Northeast Kansas League wins. They entered tonight's game at 48 in a row, and at this point, it's looking to be 49 in a row, unless the Chargers can come out with a monster second half. But you look at the scoring for Horton. Cameron Kabia off the bench hit a 3. That's actually their leading score. And then they got a few with 2 points apiece. Hutless has 2. Chartier has 2. You have Sturton who has 2 points. But Sturton actually did a nice job on the defensive rebound category with 9 rebounds in the first half. And you mentioned, yeah, Horton is out rebounding the Cobras. We had 20-12 unofficially in the first half. We mentioned Kabia with a 3 in the second quarter. Sturton with 2. Chartier with 2. Keo with 2. Both Keos have 2. You got Ashton with 2. Emily with 2 as well. And we mentioned Hutchlitz, with 2. But again, it has been all Cobras here. Our girls game at the half. 37-13. Take another timeout. Second half is coming up next here on KNZA.
Rainbow is looking towards a happy 2023. And that means it's time to ring in some savings. While holiday shopping is dwindling your savings, Rainbow is going to gift you some savings. Let's ring in the new year with some fast, reliable internet. Sign up for Rainbow this holiday season and get any internet package for only $20.23 for 6 months. Some restrictions apply. Visit rainbowtel.net for details.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing, support, and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
I'm a fourth generation ag producer myself with a row crop operation as well as a cow-calf.
That's Bryce Barnett, ag loan officer at Farmer State Bank.
It's definitely crucial in these times to have a lender that's in your corner that you can trust that goes through the same daily operation as the producers that I'm dealing with. Let's talk.
That's what I like about Farmer State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is your independent and locally owned pharmacy taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window to pick up your prescriptions. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for Medical Pharmacy with online bill pay options as well. Offering COVID and flu vaccines too from local pharmacists you know like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical Pharmacy located adjacent to the hospital in Holton.
She couldn't take her first steps without you letting go. He couldn't run off to his first day of school without you letting go. Taking off the training wheels, getting a license, seems like them growing up is about you letting go. For all those times, your State Farm agent is there with college savings, life insurance, and more. Your agent's there to help you get a grip whenever it's time.
Dad, I'm getting married.
To let go again.
Call Agent Gus Suarez at 364-3890 or visit Gus Suarez on Highway 75 in Holton.
Kansaland Radio.
Halftime coverage tonight again brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on K16. And if you want the best, you got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee, 7 miles west of Fulton on Highway 16. Colin in studio, Brandon with you, Crendon, Tyson, Trenton, here on the Cobra Channel at MSCSports.net, also on KNZA 103.9. Our girls game getting ready to start the third quarter. It's been all Cobras here from the jump against Horton tonight, 37-13, as Cobras entered tonight's action number 2 in Class 2A in the latest rankings from the Kansas Basketball Coaches Association, and they now move from right to left in the second half. Cobras with the ball first, and we're back up and running here. Quarter number 3, they have been dominant tonight. 37-13 is their lead. Quickly looking inside, deflected pass and a turnover. The Cobras on their first possession of the third quarter. This is Chartier working it up the floor. Chargers get a look from the corner. This one is in and out, no good. Thompson clears it and gets it up the floor quickly to Olberding, who is fouled in transition and will shoot 2.
Yeah, Canyon Olberding, she's 7 for 13. She's about third best on the team when it comes from shooting from that free throw line, so let's see how she can do here.
That's the second foul against Chartier, the first on either team in the third quarter, as the free throw is good for Olberding. She's now up to 6 points tonight, make it 8 of 14 at the line this year. It's Trended mentioned there, and she goes 2 for 2. She's now got 7, and it's now 39-13. They will continue to press, and then it's bumped into the backcourt, and another turnover forced here by the Cobras. They get it to Olberding from the free throw line, and she's fouled from behind on the shot. And Olberding right back to the line to shoot 2, as the foul is on Hutfliss, And I believe that is her second. And team foul number two.
Yeah, like I said, Canyon Oberding that first half last week, kind of you're seeing the same thing here. She's going to get really hot and explosive, especially in this second half.
Well, she misses the first free throw, now 2 of 3 at the line. Oberding entered tonight, 22 points per game. She goes 1 for 2 here. She's now got 8 in this ball game. The lead is up to 40-13, and there is another steal as they get it up the floor and another foul. And this time it will be Thompson who is going to shoot 2 as the Cobras getting real aggressive, getting it up the floor in transition. It'll be on certain the foul. And real quick, Zach Nelson, Chargers third-year head coach, wants to take a quick 30-second timeout. Timeout brought to you by Schlegel's homegrown popcorn of Whiting. Not even 50 seconds into this third quarter. It's a 40-13 Jackson Heights lead, and the Chargers have already committed 3 fouls here in 47 seconds.
Yeah, it's just a matter of getting a turnover in the press, and then you're going for essentially to shoot a layup and someone's fouling you from behind or just trying to prevent a breakaway layup, essentially. You know, they had a really good look on the first possession. Offensively, they had a corner 3 that rimmed in and out, but otherwise that full court press, they haven't got past half court yet.
Well, combined, both teams shot just 6 free throws in the first half together. This is going to be attempts 5 and 6 already in the third quarter just for Jackson Heights, and we haven't even played 50 seconds into this quarter. So a little bit different feel so far compared to the first half is Thompson, who is 1 for 2 at the line tonight, makes the first one here. She's got 12 in the game, 71% free throw shooter, averaged 14 points, 9 rebounds a game last year during her junior campaign. She goes 2 for 2. Up to 13 tonight, lead up to 42-13, and another turnover forced by the Cobras. Lead now 23 unofficially for the Chargers in this ballgame. Cobras have it, facing down a zone defense for the Chargers. They've kind of settled into that zone for a good portion of this game. Oberding has it up top to Thompson. Right side pass as they look for a nice little give and go. Thompson splitting 2. Cochran with the assist. And Thompson now up to 15. And the Chargers, again, another turnover as they throw that one into the second row. We got ourselves a 44-13 Cobras lead. A minute 10 into this third period. Another sub in. Chargers bring in Kabia. Chartier gets a breather. Cobras will throw it in. They want to look for Thompson inside, but it's deflected out to Oberding. Now Thompson gets it short corners. Now they get it back up top here with Bosley, who has 15, all of which came in the first quarter. Been quiet since then. They give it to Thompson. Nice block from behind, but they get the whistle and the foul, I think, on covers up here, which would be the 15th foul already. Or correction, the 4th team foul already. Not even 90 seconds into this third quarter as Thompson is right back to the line and she misses the first. So now 3 of 5 at the line. Thompson up to 15 points and 6 rebounds. It's a 44-13 Cobras lead. She extends on that by going 1 for 2 and now 16 in the game. 45-13. And they're going to say the Chargers cross the baseline underneath and turn it over, just trying to get the ball in.
Yeah, 6 possessions and 5 turnovers, and haven't even made it past half court on every one of those possessions. They've turned it over.
The Cobras just extending this lead out. Short shot from the left wing is no good, but an offensive rebound by Cochran keeps it alive, and then it's deflected out by the Chargers, so Jackson Heights will keep it. Yeah, 6:27 left in this third quarter. It is 45-13. Cobras led 29-6 after 1, 37-13 at the half, and it's now 45-13, and a 3 is good by Kaylee Thompson. 19 in the game, her first 3 of the game, her second 3 of the season, and another foul against, or I should say not again, but this will be the first foul against Jackson Heights in the third quarter.
Yeah, they're going to hit Cochran with the body on a blocking foul around half court, so see if what Jackson Heights can do here in the half-court defense is their full-court defense proved to be very lethal in these first 2 minutes.
Yeah, no doubt. They have forced a bevy of turnovers tonight. 48-13. quite 2 minutes in to this third quarter. Chargers really their first possession here at the second half where they've been able to work it in the half court. A lot of dribbling around the perimeter. They get it up top to Hutzlitz, who tries to hand it off, and then she gets twisted up and spins around and falls to the ground and gets called for a travel.
You know, I got to ask you two guys a question. Have you ever been bit by a snake? Because let me tell you, these Chargers right now, they're really feeling those effects. I mean, these Cobras, they're coming out in the second half with that adjustment by Mrs. Massey, and they're doing really good.
Yeah, it's just been a dominant start here for them, and then Cobras working in the half court here, leading 48-13. They set it up for Olverding in the corner for three. Booking. Olverdinger's second three. She's into double figures with 11, and it's now 51-13. On pace for a running clock here in the fourth quarter. It's a building game here for the Chargers. Again, they're down a starter tonight due to an illness. Gone deep into their bench. Zach Nelson, third-year head coach. They won 7 games a year ago. There's a missed shot and a rebound for Cochran, her fourth, as she gets it to the elbow. And a missed shot. Might have been partially blocked. Thompson trying to fight for it with Olverding inside.
Yeah, they're going to get a jump. Going to get the ball back to Orton, but no rest for the weary, right? You look at Orton's schedule. They got to go to Effingham on Tuesday, the second-best team in this league. And they haven't played Jackson Heights yet this year. The game got rescheduled for early January, but, I mean, you're facing two of the top teams back-to-back. Doesn't get any easier from here for the Chargers.
As Trenton just mentioned, so Horton will play a game next week, or I should say, yep, they will. Tuesday again, yeah, as he mentioned, ACCHS. But this is it for Jackson Heights. They get a breather. This is their final game until the holiday break is concluded. And some teams done after tonight. Good chunk of our area teams will play matches coming up on Monday and Tuesday as Horton turns it over again. But a nice break coming up here for Jackson Heights. On pace to get to 4-0. They lead it 51-13, not quite halfway into the third quarter. Nice little give and go. Beautifully done. A whistle and a foul. They're going to say it's on the floor, as Emily Keough will pick up this one. It's team foul number 5 against the Chargers. They get it into the paint on the inbounds. Good extra pass. It's Olverding to Thompson. Thompson missing. Second chance opportunity is up and no good. Fighting for it is Olverding underneath and couldn't quite get it back on a third try. Finally, the Chargers clear it. 4:20 to go, third quarter. 51-13 is... And it's Thompson who steps in front, takes it away. Another steal up the floor. Layup is good for Olverding in transition, who now has 13. It's a 40-point Cobras lead at 53-13. We got 4 minutes left here in the third. Dominant showing tonight for the number 2-ranked team in the state. The only team, as we get a whistle and a foul reaching over the top, is Thompson. Second team foul against the Cobras in the second half. We'll see Hutfliss check back in here for the Chargers, replacing the spot of covers up. But Berean Academy is the only team ranked ahead of Jackson Heights in 2A. Berean Academy, who is the number one team, they were a fourth place team at the state tournament a year ago. Think about this. Sterling, who won the state title last year, is not in the rankings here at this portion of the season. As the Cobras get it back in a heavy collision at the free throw line, as Hutfliss is going to pick up the foul, barreling through Thompson there.
You know, we've seen the Mulroy sisters, but now you got the Thompson sisters out there with Emma Ray Thompson, number 14, finally coming out.
Emma Ray Thompson, a freshman. This will be her second appearance in game number 4. So a chance for first-year head coach Madison Massey getting some other girls some playing time in a game where they're up pretty big and a chance to extend it. And why not, as McKinley Mulroy buries a three. That is their first triple of the season. It's 56-13. Cobras really now putting it on in this second half. This was a 8-7 second quarter between these two teams after Cobras got up big early. There's a missed shot. Offensive rebound for Ashton Keough. The Chargers keep it alive. They go inside to Emily Keough, turns, passing for Chartier, had it knocked away, and a steal underneath as Mulroy comes away with it. Good pass to the backside. Thompson, her shot might have been partially blocked, and another rebound for Sturton, who had 9 in the first half, and she's got 10 here. Right spot for the Chargers, as Sturton's done a great job on the defensive glass. Under 3 minutes to go, third quarter, 56-13 is our score. It's been all Cobras tonight. Keo inside, shot is up, deflected, rebound for Olberding, and now she looks for Thompson up the floor, too much, and a turnover.
Tell you what, it's really rough right now for these Chargers. 19 unanswered points since that started. Not what you want to see.
So it was a 37-13 halftime lead, and it is now, as you said, 19 unanswered in this third quarter. 56-13 is our score. Chargers trying to find some positives. Sturton turns, missing. Just a little too strong off the heel. Another rebound for Thompson. Gets it up the floor to Olberding. Saves it from going out. Spins in the lane. And it's Thompson for a 15-foot J. That is no good. Rebound Olberding, and it's fouled on the putback attempt.
Yeah, and these stats are unofficial, but Kayla Olberding, who's averaging a double-double coming tonight, is one board away from number 10 by my count to put her into double-double territory.
So came in averaging 16 and 10. The free throw is no good by Olberding, who's now 3-for-5 at the line. But yeah, Thompson, leading rebounder for this Cobras team, another near double-double. She averaged 14 and 9 a year ago. She's averaging 16 and 10 now. Second free throw is no good, but an offensive rebound through a bunch of blue jerseys, and I think they're going to finally get Thompson for an over the back, and that offensive rebound will give her that double-double there, but then she's charged with a foul.
No, they gave it to her sister, Emma Ray. She's the one that grabbed the original off the missed free throw, and her shot was no good, and Kaylee grabbed it for her 10th board, and then she got over the back. So Kaylee Thompson, who called Taylor Weiser the walking double-double of Riverside a couple weeks, Kaylee Thompson's in that conversation also.
Yeah, no doubt, and it's been an impressive showing tonight here for the Cobras, leading by 43 with 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. There's another steal. This is Thompson, who goes coast-to-coast and will go right back to the free throw line to shoot two more. So we didn't see hardly any free throws in the first half, and now we're seeing a bevy of free throws here for the Cobras just in the third quarter.
Yeah, Kaylee Thompson, she's 5-for-6. You don't want to keep putting her up to the free throw line.
And the first free throw is no good.
The announcer jinx strikes again.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Trust me, me and Trenton, we talk about that every week.
That was heavy at the Sabetha Royal Valley game we covered last week Garber missed, and he was like 98%. She missed both.
And she missed her both.
There you go. That one's on Crendon. We didn't get caught with it this time. That's on him.
Always blame the announcers. Remember that, folks. Just always, it's all about timing. But right now, it's all Cobras in this game tonight. Missed three from the right wing. No good for Kabia. Here comes the Cobras again pushing the pace. Pass thrown out of bounds by Thompson. They were looking up the floor in a turnover for the Cobras. Couple subs coming in as well. We're down to 93 seconds remaining in this third. We'll get a running clock in the fourth quarter. 56-13 is the Cobras lead, and they have come out with a resurgence here in the third quarter after a not so good of a second quarter in which the Chargers were able to kind of hang around. They have really put it away here. The Cobras have in the third quarter, and that one should be a kicked ball. They get Emma Ray Thompson, the freshman, again. It's their second appearance in game number 4, so we'll see a lot of probably younger and fresh faces in the fourth quarter with the game pretty much at this point out of reach, being a 43-point deficit. Good extra pass to Sturton on the inbounds, but she missed the layup inside. And now a whistle and a jump ball will give the possession back to the Cobras.
Yeah, three of the starters already out, Bosley, Thompson, Cochran, Ford, Jackson Heights. No reason to put them out there to get possibly hurt.
Yeah, I'd be shocked
for the long term.
Be shocked if really any starters play the fourth quarter. But I'm not in the mind of first-year head coach Madison Massey, so we'll see. Cobras again in control. They lead it by 43 with a minute to go in the third quarter. Ball's getting bounced around like a pinball, and finally a whistle at the top of the key, and a foul's going to be called against Horton. So a 1-1 scenario coming up. They get Chartier with the foul.
That's something you don't want to do against the Cobras, put them in bonus territory, because right here, this is where they're going to make their points.
This will be the freshman, Emma Ray Thompson.
Should I jinx her too?
I don't know. She hasn't shot a free throw until now. How about that? So now she's 1-for-1. Now you are perfectly set up for the announcer jinx.
I think she goes 2 for 2.
Well, okay. He mentioned the team, though.
Yeah.
He said the team, the Cobras, but so it wasn't directly here, but now saying 2 for 2.
He's guaranteed, and it's off to the left.
You can't give a guarantee as an announcer, because Garber was like 20 or 21 or whatever. He had an insane amount, and he missed like the first one. I jinxed him last week, so.
MRA Thompson goes 1 for 2. The announcer jinx strikes again. We're down to 40 seconds to go. That one might have been partially blocked by Rishik underneath. Comes away with a rebound, and now the Cobras could really play for the final shot if they so choose. There's 30 seconds to go in the quarter. They lead it by 44 points. It's 57-13. Horton has not scored here in the second half. It has been all Cobras really pushing this away. Bosley again for 3. This one not there. And an offensive rebound is collected underneath, and then it's saved by Mulroy, but the Chargers have it with 10 seconds to go. Bounce it into the right corner with Chartier. Had it knocked away, tipped out of bounds, and it stays here with the Chargers with 5 seconds to go.
Yeah, and this is the problem they saw on Tuesday night as well. They put up 14 in the whole game, and they had 8 in the first half and only scored 6 in the entire second half when they lost it at Pleasant Ridge. So scoring has been an issue for the Lady Chargers.
3 seconds, a 3 is short, ball is tipped out of bounds, and that's going to be the end of the third quarter. So the Chargers are held scoreless as the Cobras blow this one open, as we'll get a running clock for the final 8 minutes. Jackson Heights 57, Horton 13. Final 8 minutes coming up next here on KNZA.
Since 1982, Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton has been taking the dents out of accidents. Located just east of the downtown Holton Square, Ron Kirk's has the experience to make your vehicle look new again and the staff to get you back on the road quickly. Besides collision and accident repair for all makes and models, Ron Kirk's also does frame adjustments, professional glass tinting, plus windshield chip and replacements. Offering free estimates, and they offer local pickup and delivery. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, taking the dents out of accidents.
Denison State Bank wants to blow the whistle on bank fraud. Today's tip to avoiding bank fraud is, don't click on any link in an email or text that you do not recognize, especially if it's in a message you first did not inquire about. Fraudsters often lure in victims with enticing links, which can lead to malware viruses and scams that steal your money. Think before you click. An urgent reminder from Denison State Bank, member FDIC.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Well, down to 8 minutes to go in our girls' contest as we start the fourth quarter. It's been all Cobras tonight. We'll get a running clock here in the fourth quarter. They lead it 57-13 here against Horton. Our second game will come up after the conclusion of this one. We'll have the boys' contest for you. There's a turnover by the Chargers on their first possession of the fourth quarter. Running clock. We'll see some fresh faces in, although we do still see Kaylee Thompson out there, as we do still see the starters in for Jackson Heights. The starters will play a little bit here in the fourth quarter, leading 57-13. They outscored Horton 20-0 in that third quarter. There's a turnover by the Cobras. Chargers want to push the tempo, and they'll get a foul in transition as it'll be Hutless to shoot 2.
You know what I like is that even though the Jackson Heights Cobras are up by a lot, we see the whole starting roster out here, and that's what Massey's saying. I want to see these girls play all four quarters, especially later on the season. They have to play all four quarters, so this is major just to keep bearing a team like this.
And the clock is running, the running clock in effect. Free throw is good by Hutless, who's got 3 points tonight. All from the line. She's 3 for 3. Clock continues to move. It's 57-14. You have to put the point up there for the Chargers. And the second one is no good, but battling for the rebound, and then it's finally ripped away by Rishik or Jackson Heights. So it should be 57-14. They do put it up there. They get it inside. Layup no good. Offensive rebound and another offensive rebound. This time it's Thompson who puts it in. Bosley had a chance, missed her putback, and then on the other side it was Thompson who grabbed it and put it in. 21 points for Thompson, 59-14. A shot is no good, but Sturton grabs the rebound and draws the foul.
Yeah, this is going to be Kaylee Thompson's first game where she puts up 20 points, so good job on her.
So a foul against the Cobras. They get Rishik with her first, and Maddie Sturton, who was honorable mention in the Northeast Kansas League a year ago, who's really been good tonight on the glass and underneath defensively, and she knocks in the first free throw, leading the Chargers tonight. And you mentioned Trenton earlier. It's not an easy road to finish here before the break. You get
number two in the state here tonight, and then arguably the runaway second-best team in this league with ACCHS coming up on Tuesday.
Yeah, it's just about building, you know. I mean, Jackson Heights gets the benefit of a big break. She misses the second one. But, you know, just try and be competitive. You learn from this. You're down a starter with veteran experience, so you're playing a lot of different freshmen mixing in there. And, you know, we're going against a good team like Jackson Heights, number two in the state. It's a tough road, especially on a road.
As Coach Nelson said earlier in the week, just it's a game where you just learn a lot about yourselves and you try to find positives from it regardless of what happens, and you just move on to the next. Right now, you're trying to look for some positives. It's kicked out of bounds underneath. Chargers turn it over again. They're not going to be thrilled about a turnover tonight. And Murray Thompson's going to check back in here for the Cobras. We're down to 5 minutes and counting as the running clock is in effect here in the fourth quarter. And this Cobras team, Chargers actually scored the first bucket of the game on their first possession. So once Cobras came back, scored two buckets to get it to 4-2. It has been all Cobras really since then. Here's a steal and a short shot in transition. In and out, no good. Rebound for the Cobras. Collected by Cochran. And here comes Bosley up the floor. 59-15 coming up on the halfway point of the quarter. Would expect a much more competitive game tonight in the boys' contest. We'll dive into that one once we conclude our first broadcast here of the girls' game. Another turnover by the Cobras. And some teams just kind of rotating some players in and out with the running clock in effect. We're 4 minutes in and four to go in the fourth. And an offensive foul is going to be called on Butfliss. They say she extended the arm out on the defender, and that is her fourth foul and another turnover.
Yeah. I'm going to sub out the other. All the starters are now. That was last four there for Horton.
So again, yeah, both teams going deep into their bench at the final 3:40 to go.
Bosley for Jackson Heights remains the only starter on either side in this ball game.
So here, left side, this is Bryn Shoup, a freshman, getting some time here. Right side, this is McKinley Mulroy for three, off the front rim, no good, but an offensive rebound attempt is up and no good. That was missed by Emery Thompson, and now the Chargers clear it, push it up the floor. Right side of the floor. Chargers again going deep into their bench with Christian Allen, a freshman who's into the game. They get it inside. Now this is Emily Keough with the basketball. Left side, Kabia, who hit a three in the first half, and then it's lost out of bounds. Last touch by the Chargers. And another turnover. Running clock, 3 minutes to go. 59-15. Not much action in this fourth quarter, but then the Cobras jumped out to a 29-6 first quarter lead. They led it 37-13 at the half. Now scored Horton 20-0 in the third. Chargers have only scored just 2 points here in the second half.
It is a 2-2 quarter, though.
It is a 2-2 quarter.
So
2.5 minutes to go. Running clock in effect. Then you just try to find some positive film. There's a turnover by the Chargers. Here is Emery Thompson. Spins out, no good, but she'll shoot two as the clock continues to run. Again, another couple late subs, the final 2 minutes of this game. Emery Thompson, the freshman, has scored her first point from the free throw line. She's now 1-for-3. She is long on that one. We'll see sophomore Jennifer Buck. Also Alex Rollins, the junior. As the Cobras again diving deep into that bench, final 1:45 as the clock continues to move. Second free throw, no good by Thompson, and a rebound for the Chargers. The Chargers down to their final 95 seconds in this game. 59-15 our score. It's been all Cobras from the jump. Chargers get one on the post. Turnaround shot up and no good by Keough, and a rebound collected by Cattrell. And it's knocked out of bounds, staying with Jackson Heights. Final 75 seconds to go. And this is it for Jackson Heights. They get a nice little break until January 3rd. As they will move to 4-0 on the young year. They'll be their 49th straight league game. There's a turnover by Shoup. Threw it away. Chargers now 55 seconds to go with the ball. This is Kabia who pulls up and a smooth J from the left wing, and she's got five. 45 seconds to go, 59-17. Not many more possessions left in this game. We'll have our post-game show, and we'll get you set for the boys' contest as the Cobras with another turnover. And nice minutes here for Kabia, the sophomore in the fourth quarter. Looking inside, pass deflected out of bounds. 25 seconds to go, clock running. We've had a running clock here in the fourth quarter. Chargers, time for another possession here. They get it inside. Shot is up. They call a foul. Mikel Grant, a sophomore, will shoot.
It's going to be the last play of the game. I wonder if they'll stop the clock with a couple seconds left.
Yeah, I think they'll stop it. Just let her shoot here. Yep, yeah. Stops at 1.4. So free throws here for Grant, a sophomore for the Chargers. And her first free throw spins out no good. Especially the third quarter. Cobras shot a lot of free throws in that third quarter. Really built that number in the second half after just six combined free throws between the two in the first half. Second free throw is up and good for Grant. Cobras are going to throw it in, and that's going to do it as it's a 59-18 final, as this one was all Jackson Heights from the jump. Number two ranked team in Class 2A, moving to 4-0 overall. 3-0 in league play. That's now 49 straight league wins for the Jackson Heights Lady Cobras. Emphatic fashion tonight. They win it 59-18. Our postgame is next. It's brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Big win for the Cobras. Back to recap it in a moment on Kansas Land Radio.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate postgame show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
Our personalized gifts on your loved one's holiday list. Stop into Lasting Impressions before December 2nd to be sure yours is ready by Christmas. Lasting Impressions in Holton, just off Highway 75 at 408 Dakota.
South Holton Temp Controlled Mini Storage has open units for valuables that can't resist cold or heat. Check out three sizes of the Temp Controlled and Insect Free Storage units. Call John McManigal at 969-6400 for South Holton Temp Controlled Mini Storage, located in the former Eagles Lodge.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Wouldn't it be nice to find a bank with all the services the big banks offer, but with personal service of a small-town bank? You have found it at Citizens State Bank in Hiawatha. We pride ourselves in providing personal banking and also have modern technology needed in today's world. You are not just another customer to us. You are our neighbors and friends. If you are looking for that in a bank, please come see us. We would be happy to sit down with you and discuss your banking needs. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC.
KNZA.
Back here at Jackson Heights High School, Brandon Tadman, joined by Trenton Kraxner, Crittenden Prophet, Kyson Prophet with us, also Colin Feldkamp in studio. Our girls' game concludes, and it was all number two in 2A, Jackson Heights. They win it big over Horton tonight, 59-18, a running clock implemented in the fourth quarter. We're in between games. We'll get you set for the boys' game in just a little bit, but let's recap what we saw here tonight, as these are unofficial numbers from this game. Kaylee Thompson, 21 points to lead the charge for Jackson Heights. They also got 15 from Taylor Bosley, and all 15 in the first quarter. Canyon Olberding, the leading scorer, a little bit quiet tonight, but more dominant in the second half. She had 13. They also had 7 from McKinley Mulroy, 2 from Dawson Cochran, also 1 from Emma Ray Thompson. Jackson Heights, 18 turnovers, 28 rebounds. They were 8 of 18 at the free throw line. Horton led in scoring by a sophomore, Cameron Kabia. She had 5, including a 3. Also 3 points a pop. Carly Hutchless and Maddie Sturton. Sturton had double-digit rebounds tonight for the Chargers. 2 points apiece from Ashton Keough, Piper Chartier, and Emily Keough. And they also got 1 point from Mikkel Grant, as the Chargers had unofficially 38 turnovers in this game, 24 rebounds, 5 of 10 at the free throw line. Real quick thought from both. Crendon, we'll start with you. Another night at the office for this Cobras team. Again, number two in the state. And really, once they got out to that big lead, they didn't look back, and pretty impressive tonight.
Well, my thoughts is Madison Massey sure knows how to adjust to his team, especially when it comes to that second half. Versus the Rams last week, it was 24-16 with the Jack Knights Cobra Girls. And from there, they really pulled the lead, and it was 53-26 to end that game. So they held the Rams to a single digit in that second half. And then here you see that single digit being held again, holding 2 points only, 2 points only being scored in the fourth quarter by those Chargers. So you really see amazing adjustments by that coach. People tell our team, I know we're up, but keep playing your hearts out to the very end.
Yeah, it is an impressive second half, and really a full game here for, again, the Lady Cobras, 59-18. They came into the game with an average margin of victory in the first three games of 28 points, and then they won tonight by 41. They head into the holiday break feeling good. They're 4-0, and now have won 49 straight Northeast Kansas League games, as they have been just an absolute force over the last few years, and certainly a team that is capable of winning a state championship at the 2A level. Again, for Horton, they dropped to 1-3, now 1-3 in league play as well. They have to turn around and go to ACCHS on Tuesday, so they'll play one more time before the holiday break. Jackson Heights, they are off until January 3rd. They'll be back here at home taking on Valley Falls. Trenton, final thoughts here from you before we send it back to the studios for a few minutes. Again, a Jackson Heights team, big win tonight. Chargers doesn't get any easier. As we said, they have to turn around and go to ACCHS, who's arguably probably the second-best team in this league, and excited to see how ACCHS can compete with this Jackson Heights team down the road. But at least for now, Chargers have a quick turnaround.
Yeah, and it's just move on. You know, Jackson Heights is a powerhouse to be reckoned with and one of the best teams in the state. You can't dwell on that. You got to turn around quickly on Tuesday, you see what you can do against Stephenham. But like Crendon said, the good teams know when to turn it on, and that's exactly what Jackson Heights did from the jump, and it was all them tonight, and we'll see if the boys game's a little bit more competitive.
We'll get you set for the boys game in just a bit. The Cobra boys off to an 0-0.